First in family, what's going on, y'all? It is a Sunday fun day.
Sunday.
Perfect time for a Q&A fam jam with anyone else that has nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon, like the two of us. Been a wild week, a weird week for lives. We had the Monday, the great Facebook shutdowns of 2021 when the world was going to end, so we couldn't do our walk and talk, so we moved that to Wednesday. And then we went out of town this weekend, so the Friday Fin Live that should have been a Saturday Fin Live got moved to today, a Sunday Fin Live, because I just don't think going live from the improv show from the comedy club was going to happen last night.
We didn't get back till midnight. I started driving home at like 10, 10:30.
Who was up at midnight and wanted to do a Fin Live with us last night? Let us know. Stephanie's here. She says, hello, my friend. How are you? We're just hanging out, man, doing the Q&A thing. I didn't think we'd have too many Q's to A today.
Not on a Sunday night.
Not on a Sunday, but we got one. And if you guys have anything for us to dive into, we are here for it. We're just hanging out with you guys, having a good time. We've missed y'all since we were out of town on Friday. We're sorry for doing that. Sorry.
This next week should be better at Monday, as long as Facebook doesn't shut down.
Right. We're going to try to do the live call on Monday.
And then we should be okay
for Saturday.
One of the days. Yeah, Saturday.
We're not going to be good Friday because we're going to Halloween Horror Nights.
And listen, Halloween Horror Nights opens at 6:30, which means we need to be at the gate at like 6 o'clock, because the minute we walk in, this one's looking for the map.
It's go time.
You need the map.
It's go time.
And you have to follow the houses. You pick a direction, and we go around the whole thing.
Hitting it all. Every single house. I want every scare available to me when I HHN. All in, baby. All in.
We paid for those express passes.
Oh,
so we
God,
can hit
did
every
we pay
house.
For them. I'm glad she didn't tell me how much it was. We tried to get our friend to go with us, and she sent us a text. She's like, yo, you know it's this much? And I was like, I didn't know it was that much, but I guess I do now.
No, we know, though, because it's the one thing we do every year. So I'm like, you know, we save for this.
Val's here. She says, hey, FBU, nice shirts on those cute faces. Thank you.
Fit. This is the fit shirt.
Thank you. Appropriate timing, because open recruitment for Fully Involved opens this week, starting tomorrow. I don't know who you are, so let me know. And if this is the same FBU, go right.
He usually picks a right-hand search.
I usually do pick a right, because most people go the easy way. They stay left. Right when you come in, they go to left house, and I figure we go right.
It's Amy.
The link she's talking about, y'all, if you haven't clicked it, is that one. And it resets, so it's not Coach Amy's fault.
I think it depends on the position of the houses, too, because sometimes they cluster them in one side or the other. So sometimes he'll pick the further one out to the side.
Right. Right.
Get away from the people.
I have a strategy, and it depends on receiving the map and consulting it.
We usually never make any of the shows because there's like 10 or 11 houses.
Right. There's so many houses, man.
By the time we get through those, we're like, meh, it's 1 a.m. Let's go.
If we get lucky, we'll jump in the line for Harry Potter, because the express passes do get us the front of line thing. Nancy, what is up? How are you doing, fam? I saw that coffee mug you're working on. I'm stoked, man. A mug that decries the virtues of heroin is something I'm definitely a fan of.
Thought it was crack, was it not?
She said, Meg jumped in and, of course, said, hey, I can help you make that. And then Nancy said, I believe in honor of Jonathan, it should say heroin, not crack.
Oh, I totally missed that.
You need to stay up to date on the Facebook. You need to follow my posts.
I know.
Follow me for great tips.
I'm trying not to switch multitasking. I have dedicated days for work, and today was not a be on Facebook.
Oh, man, look at that. Somebody's batching. Somebody's listening. Well, guys, we are here for you. We are here for it, and we're ready to hang out with you guys. I'm kind of waiting for Murphy.
Well, we can't see everybody in here either,
to get in here and say hello, because she asked a question, and I want to dive into it for Murphy.
Murphy, if you're here, give us a shout out, or you're gonna have to watch the replay.
Coach Amy, looking good. I can see you now. Thank you for hitting that link. I wish I knew there was like a method to the madness of when it decided to just redo or re-whatever.
Yeah, we also wish Facebook wouldn't have died for a day, but we can't control these things.
That's true, too. I wish a lot, guys. But wishing never seems to work for me as well as working for it does.
So. Wish in one hand, right?
That's right. And then do other things in the other. Grayson's here. Happy Sunday. It's Sunday fun day. It's a little bit different vibe today,
that
man.
That pumpkin laser, Grayson.
That pumpkin laser that and that colic box was impressive.
Your poor baby that colics so much.
I know. I was like, this is awesome. And I hit enter and I was like, not that your horse has colic. No. But that box was it. So I hope you know what I meant. I wasn't wishing colic on your horse, that's for sure. All right. What? Whoa. Now that's legit. A first in pumpkin. That's what I'm talking about.
We just need to take a picture so we can memorialize it.
You know, it's funny that you say that because when I saw that laser cutting it out, I started thinking about carving a pumpkin and I wanted to carve the first in misfits. Like, I wanted to put the first in, the Finn Fiend on a pumpkin. That's what I wanted. It's the first thing I thought about. I was like, oh. And then I was like, well, I can't two-tone it. But I was like, well, maybe I could scorch it. And then I said, dude, that's so much effort. I barely have time to do anything. So it probably won't happen. But that's awesome. I like that.
Y'all would be proud of us, though. We were social this weekend.
We were social this weekend.
We did the social thing.
Yeah.
That's why we're late.
You know what's awesome? Kelly's here. Kelly Mulder's here. That's what's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's awesome is I'm sitting here waiting to answer Murphy's question, and I've got a Facebook window popped up here, and it said Murphy commented on something. So Murphy's commenting on Facebook posts, but she's not in here to ask a question.
Dropping the ball.
That's it. Murphy, I'm done with you. Janet Smith is here. Hey, how are you doing? And Nancy... I don't know what Nancy's nuh-on. Is she nuh-on her and Murphy having maybe a conversation?
Yeah.
Because I think that's who she was replying to was Nancy. Oh, what kind of social? Oh. Okay, she doesn't believe us. So, we have friends now, which is kind of weird. We don't normally have friends.
We hang out with.
Right.
On a regular basis. Because listen, guys, y'all are adults. We're people. Friends are a lot of work, right? Like, it's a lot of work. You hang out, you go places, but it takes time and takes effort, and we don't like to not be busy and not work. So we're working on that.
Right. So we have a friend who we met her and her husband, and they're pretty cool. And she lives in downtown Orlando, which I won't be moving anytime soon, let's put it that way. But it's kind of cool. She lives downtown in one of these little neighborhoods, and you can walk everywhere. And she was like, well, yo, y'all need to come out here because her husband was in Italy. And so she's like, I'm lonely, so come hang out with me. And we're like, all right, whatever. So we went and hung out with her. And she's like, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. And I'm like, yo. I'm like, this sounds like a lot of effort. I'm like, a ton of effort. I'm like, can we peel that back a little bit? You know, she's talking to Anne. She's like, Jonathan needs a shirt, like a real shirt. Like, you know,
yeah,
like with sleeves and buttons. And I'm like, what,
like,
the,
oh,
what? No,
I don't. Wear tennis shoes?
I don't need this. Yeah, I'm like, where are you taking us, man? This sounds way too fancy. But we ended up kind of calling some audible on the plans. Went and ate some awesome food, some awesome tapas at this place called Tori Tori.
Japanese tapas.
And then I had this amazing sandwich called The Hangover, which had like eggs on it, which was delicious. And then we went to a tow lot because Jessica got her car towed last night, but that's another part of the story. And then we went to a comedy club and we got to see improv for the first time live.
That's super cool.
Which was super cool.
It's so impressive. These people are so fast. I'm not witty. Right. Jonathan's the witty one. So I'm like beyond impressed at these people.
So it was really cool. So we had a good time. And then we drove back way too late because we did not want to wake up at 6 a.m. to make it to Bagels today.
Yeah.
So we did that. But it was awesome. And it's kind of neat because when you pack all your crap up, because there's a good chance a couple of you guys got emails from me. Good chance your coaches got emails from me yesterday. And we went to her house, got there Friday, Saturday, got up, worked, you know, she works from home too. So we're all sitting there working, you know, hey, these are our cool nerd friends hanging out. But yeah, you know, so we have friends now. So when you do these things, you commit to these things, you have to put your phone down. You have to walk away. You have to engage with people. And that's something we don't do. So it's kind of awesome to force ourselves to be like, well, I can't be on this right now. I got to talk to these people. So
Jonathan's
it's kind of cool.
Kind of a, I don't want to call it a short fuse, but has kind of a short fuse with people.
So, shocker.
the amount of people he wants to hang out with and spend like hours and hours and hours of time with is very limited. Surprise, all of you guys, he likes to hang out with you guys. Like at the reunion, he was fine. But outside of that, he's a little picky. So anytime we can find people that we like, that we can spend hours with and do things with, we're going to make it happen.
Nancy, it was fun.
So cool.
It was fun. And Nancy says, I remember having friends. And yeah, man, it's tough. It's tough when you work as much as we do to maintain, you know, that kind of like hang out regular basis friendship. You know, we don't have board game night. You know, we don't have whatever. We have choke each other night where we go see our jiu-jitsu friends.
But that's not.
But that's different. That's a different different thing. And I mean, maybe once every couple months we'll get together and go have dinner with those guys or whatever as part of like an association thing. But like to like have like a friend we're going to put things down and go hang out with, we just don't do that much. And the thing is, like, most of our friends are like married with kids and stuff. Like we're the odd crew out. So it's like, no, we can go do whatever we want. We just don't ever go do anything. So it's cool. But yeah, it was a good time. Corey's here. She says, yo. Stephanie says, I am not too into peopling.
Yeah, man, they got to be the right people, and you got to be real chill for us. So, I can't do a lot of high maintenance.
So here's the thing, man. I am a very, very, very social person. Like, man, I'm very social. I like interacting, like whatever, but I don't like a lot of people. And that's the bizarre dichotomy, right? Like, I'm craving, like, social interaction, but not many of you guys. Not you guys either, you know? So it's a very tiny thing. So I am into peopling. I'm just not into people. And that's kind of rough, right? You got to kind of get in where you fit in. So it's a little bit tough for me. Yeah. So when I find someone to hang out with, like, I'm like, oh, sure, we'll go to burritos 2 weeks in a row and drive to Orlando and hang out. Yeah, so it's but it's been good for us. We met like what? Like
we met
two other couples.
Yeah.
It happened to be the Pride Parade. So we were at the Pride Parade.
in her neighborhood.
Yeah, went through a neighborhood. She lives in Thornton Park.
There was a lot of smiling, laughing, highs, hugs. Everybody loved it. It was great. Nicest people we met in Orlando.
I was holding a 2.5-3 pound Yorkie, so of course everybody was my friend.
Toby.
That was a good time. Oh, look who it is.
Hey.
Hey, Murphy's here. I totally get that. I'm picky, too. When you watch this replay, the first 10 minutes of me playing Where's Murphy, I got a little bit pickier waiting for you to show up. I'll have you know. Stephanie, you are right. Well, duh, because we're all awesome.
You are.
You are all awesome. That's why we love peopling with you guys. That's why we love reunions and field trips and live calls, because y'all are our people. Stephanie. Calling her out. Murphy's here. Good. We can answer a question now. Now that Murphy's decided to come join us.
Yes. Nancy, who is coming to the reunion? I'm so excited.
Nancy says, same. She's excited about friends and people, but hates people too. Amy says, we could just come see you. Man.
Orlando's an hour and a half. You're looking at like 8.
Do you have sandwiches with eggs on them and comedy? If so, we'll come. I'm all for it.
Or can you make them?
Murphy, Stephanie, I'm late. I was tasting hot sauce. I can't taste the thing. Well, there we go. Nancy says, no, I get that. I love socializing as long as it's smart and fun. When anyone is stupid, I lose interest and hate it.
That's quite a bit of the population.
Needless to say, many hours a day, I am chewing a hole in my cheek. Yeah, because you have to people.
Yeah.
And that's the big difference with us is we don't have to people, and we can be very picky with our people. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I don't get all the minutes and all the years, you know, so you might as well be picky with yours.
Murphy, this is actually a common problem. I was talking to Ian about that. Ian doesn't get notifications anymore. And I don't know what the answer to that is. You know, Zuck's trying to Zuck us.
That's why sometimes, like 10 hours later, I'm liking and commenting on y'all's stuff.
Now,
because I'm not getting
notifications, period, are late. They're delayed.
Yeah, they've been late.
They've been super late. I'll get like things in the group. Excuse me. 2 hours later. Still that egg sandwich. I'll get things in the group like 2 hours later that you guys posted. So we're just doing our best to refresh and check in. But yeah, I'm sorry about that. I don't know another way to do it. Not on Facebook. Unless I just send out SMS messages to everybody. Text y'all. Hey, I'm going live. Come hang out with us. Boy, how annoying that would be, right? Amy says, I am the comedy. Duh. And one of my squirrels brings me eggs each week from his chicken. So there you go.
Sweet boy.
I don't know if you guys have done this improv thing too often, but it was our first time. And, you know, if you've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, we went to a comedy club called Sack Comedy or whatever it is. I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention. They made us put masks on to walk up the stairs to take them off and sit down, which I'm cool with. They gave them to us because we didn't have any.
We're from Vero Beach, y'all. Right. We don't wear masks at all.
And Jessica's like, do you have a mask? I'm like, in the car that we didn't drive because we walked everywhere because you live downtown. But it's like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? In fact, I guess Wayne Brady got his start there. But they played this game that I'd never seen before. And we're not going to do it to you guys because it was wild. But it's basically like 2-1 or whatever. I forget the name of it. But basically they take three people. And one's the interviewer. And they ask the audience, like, give us a topic that these two guys would know nothing about. And these two, like, you know, nerdy looking guys are standing there. And somebody goes, fashion. And they're like, oh, okay. These guys know everything about fashion. And the two actors had to speak with one voice. And so what they had to do was like, I mean, they were like this.
They were like hugging.
They were staring just like this. And they were just in the eyes with each other. And they'd start like speaking like, and they'd be like, yeah. And they'd have to like read each other's. And dude, it was hilarious because they're trying to change inflection to guide everybody. Like, I am an expert in fashion.
I haven't heard him laugh like that in a long time.
It was hilarious. And I think maybe we should do a live like that one time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We should answer Murphy's question.
No.
No?
No, I'm vetoing. Vetoed.
This is why I don't people. Nobody wants to do anything fun. I set her up with song lyrics all the time. She leaves me hanging. It's just, it's hard for me, guys. It's hard for me, guys. But I'll tell you what, the cool thing about hanging out with friends, and we mentioned this on the walk and talk too, is that when you have filet every night, sometimes you still get that hankering for like a McRib, you know what I mean? And Anne is just so used to all this wit, this humor, this vibe, that she forgets, you know, how lucky she is sometimes.
I forget to laugh at his jokes.
And
sometimes.
And Jessica and Jen and Mark and Casey and Brian, they were laughing at all my jokes. All my jokes. Laughing at pow, 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 like I was just killing them. Pew, pew, pew. And that's why you have friends. Because they don't get so used to you, you know what I mean? They don't take you for granted. So thank you, new friends, for help me out.
Taking pity on you. That was funny, though.
No, you are not funny. You're...
I just got fired.
Fired on a Sunday. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Kelly said, I'm not getting notifications either, especially about the lives. I don't know what to do. And we say ish, you know, because like today I think it was 5:34 we were on. We try to be close to the time, so I don't know what the answer is. I'm let down. I'm let down by that. Full disclosure, I thought about trying to literally migrate from Facebook to another platform, but what a pain in the butt that would be. Like everybody download another app. And now I have to check it for notifications, and I think you guys would probably kill me if I tried to do that. So we're gonna try to tough it out, and hopefully they get their stuff together. I mean, they want to make all the billions, right? They don't want us to move somewhere else. So we'll see. Stephanie said you should totally do that reunion.
Oh my god,
we should do improv at the reunion. We should have like our own vibe. Like yeah, like our own. Whose Line Is It Anyway?
If y'all want to do that, food. We can do that. I'm not forcing anybody to do improv, just so you know. Because a lot of people have a lot of stage fright. Like, I'm not going to get up and do improv, but I would love to watch people.
Man, there was a guy, they brought this jerk up from the audience. And, you know, it's like one of those things where, like, you know, you could pay to, you know, embarrass somebody. It's your birthday, so let's bring this guy on stage. Well, I guess he was out for a work outing. And they brought him up. And I don't like to judge books by their cover, so I gave this guy a few more seconds before I judged him. But right when he started talking, I don't know what his name is, Mitch, whatever his name was. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
But they brought him up, and they're asking him, like, who you're here with? He's like, well, some of my family, you know, he's like, and some people, you know, that I think work for me. He's like, I mean, I write their paychecks. And I was like, what, bro?
He was that a-hole.
He was that guy. Like, oh, some of these bitches I pay money to serve my bidding. And it was just...
He came up with a tucked-in, schmedium, button-down shirt anyway, so yeah. We knew where this was going.
Yeah, it was like, what a jerk, man. Your team, you know, you're out with them, and you're gonna... Anyway, I didn't like that guy. I was glad he got made fun of relentlessly.
The rest of the show was good.
Yeah, I was glad the comedians knocked him down a peg. There was this woman, and she was talking about, so I guess his wife works for him, according to him, not with him. Works for him, and then he had... Everyone else was a female employee, yeah, too. So I think you might be able to pick up the vibe this guy throws down. And, you know, his wife, what did he say she was? The adjective for her, not driven. There's driven, opinionated, and there was something else. His wife was like the coordinator or something. That was her great answer. And the comedian picked up on the fact that, like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, we have a great marriage and a wonderful family that somehow didn't get mentioned during this interview, because the guy didn't mention his kids. He didn't mention anything about whatever, and they had, like, pre-submitted some stuff. So I thought it was kind of funny they'd trash that guy because he was a jerk.
Oh, Nancy, you would be good.
Nancy, you would slay it.
Yeah.
We got to do some improv. That's it. Reunion improv. Nancy and I will do the speaking. Oh, we'll do it live. Yeah, we'll do Nancy and I'll do it live, where we have to speak in one thing. So we'll set it up like a Finn Live. You can interview me and Nancy, and we'll just...
I'm gonna have to stand like 20 feet away between the yelling.
Nancy's
like,
so loud. Yeah, we're both yelling. So loud. Well, I'm gonna have to wear earplugs for this one. Ooh. But it'll be fun either way. Kelly says, yeah, we thought about moving too for Stroller Warriors, but there just is another comparable venue, and for me, everything else I do is here too. Hopefully, if there are glitches, we can all move on with nice notifications and documents everyone can edit. Yeah, so that's the thing. There's another platform out that's really, really awesome because it looks just like Facebook, called Circle. And what they lack is lives. And what I'm not going to do is give up one of the coolest avenues, you know, we have to try to do a janky, hook it up through a YouTube live and not be able to mitigate comments and do whatever. So I'm right there with you. Most of the people that we communicate with from a first-hand perspective are on Facebook already, and that's why having a group here has been awesome. I know there are some people that are anti-Facebook, and, you know, I hear you.
We got to go with the majority,
and we got to go with what provides the most services we can offer you guys in the least amount of friction. I mean, yeah, so we'll share stuff in Google Docs, and we'll do live calls on Zoom, and we'll set up a Discord channel, but we'll share files through Slack. And now you guys have 47 apps pinging, you know, emailing every 35 seconds, and I think that's just exhausting. So, you know, it's the reason we keep the platform on Facebook, because we can actually have a discussion. We can talk to each other, we can search, we can have historical stuff. So yeah, it's a pain. I'd love to do something different, but there's a reason Facebook is a multi-billion dollar company, because it's good. It does what it's supposed to most of the time. Nancy says, so mad your shirt no longer fits. You got to talk about your wallet.
Yeah. He was,
and I mean, yeah, and then they're talking about the guy. They're like, oh, he's great. He works all the time, and he has to eat lunch at 11:30 every day because he gets hangry, and he works out five times a day. And I'm like, bullshit. I'm like, you may say you're going to the gym so you can, I don't know, yell at some other female. I don't know. Yeah. But he was not a nice person. I did not like his vibe. And he definitely thought a lot about himself. It was good, though.
Nancy's yelling.
Yells from Texas. She'll say, I'll do improv, and she yells from Texas. So guys, let's improvise this answer to this question that Murphy asked. Murphy comes to us, and basically we're bringing back all the age-old sage-like advice of, do you feed a cold, starve a fever, what the heck do you do? Murphy says she has a real question. Says, to top off recovery from her recent surgery, I also have COVID. I'm not laughing at your plight, but damn, that sucks, man. You went in for not a routine surgery, an emergency type of surgery to get a gallbladder removed. And in the midst of that, they accidentally nicked your liver, which meant they had to open you up from a tiny incision to a giant 8-inch incision so some dude could get his hands inside your guts and stop the bleeding, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
And then you get COVID, which very well could have been from the extra stay in the hospital. You know, the timeline's a little bit off, but, you know, the incubation period, who knows? So, yeah, man, this really sucks. And, you know, you're taking it in stride. What can I say? Murphy's Law. Good way to roll with it right there. But she said, her question was, she goes, I was told to avoid sugar and carbs because it just feeds a virus. Is that true? I'm still doing what Ann tells me, FYI, which is good. That is good for you. Murphy says it's okay, you can laugh. I do. You know, man, it's a lot easier to just laugh about it than to cry about it, because
it's one of those, what can you do?
Right.
What,
you mean, know, I mean, your perception, ridiculous. Your perception's your reality. If you cry about it, you're going to find things to cry about. But if you laugh about it, maybe you'll at least be able to recover with a smile on your face. So here's the thing. First and foremost, not a doctor.
Not
a doctor.
Mm-mm.
Not an epidemiologist, not a virologist, not an endocrinologist. No ology goes on here. I'm not a researcher. I don't use my degree from Toilet U to scroll Facebook and look up things and call it research. But I do know where to look for some answers, and having a little bit of a foundational understanding of, you know, human physiology and biology and anatomy, I can kind of look through some of this stuff and kind of help you where it was coming from. So when we talk about, like, oh, what do I do with COVID? The answer is we don't know. 10 years from now, we'll have an idea on what we should have done 10 years ago. That's science, right? We'll try things, figure out things, collect research, try more things, figure out more things, ask more questions, collect more research, collect more information, and eventually get a decent idea on what to do. However, we do know things or three about viruses and how they react and how we want to fight them and combat them and all of these things like that. And viruses and bacteria are totally different. And while you can get cross symptoms, the onset tends to be a little bit different due to the mechanism of these differences, viral and bacteria themselves. And that's kind of where the feet of cold, start of a fever comes from, is because most rapid onset fevers are bacterial and most colds they attribute to virus. So why do they say these things in particular? It's a wives' tale. And no one in science is going to be that quick to say you should follow that advice. What the research, not the stuff I did, but the stuff you can read on PubMed says, these are some interesting findings that may point to this. There's some interesting findings that may point to that. There's a study that says a keto-friendly diet showed different improvements in mice based on a high-carb diet. But there's also, like, self-reported frequency questionnaires that, well, someone had a keto diet consisting of lean proteins and vegetables compared to somebody who had a high carb diet consisting of garbage fared better when they were sick. Well, no shit. No shit. It has very little to do with the high carbohydrate load and probably the fact that the healthy person, the one that was better prepared with a working immune system, was eating protein and vegetables. Like an adult.
Surprise.
Had substrates available to combat things and build things. Wasn't in a micronutrient deficiency. Had enough protein for turnover. So we want to look at these things when we talk about, you know, well, should I not eat carbs or sugars? Try to not eat carbs or sugars and watch what gets produced in your body when your brain takes your butt cheek, takes your glute, rips it down because all you're doing is sitting on it. You're not out there getting after it because it's kind of hard to do that with no carbs. And it makes sugar out of your butt cheek, right? It says, you don't need this glute. You don't need these calves. You don't need these delts. You don't need this muscle.
Insert favorite muscle here.
I'm going to break it down and make sugar out of it so the old brain can work, right? So we want to look at this. Should you avoid X, Y, or Z? A lot of this anecdote comes from studying sick people, right? A lot of the stuff going around specifically to COVID, when it talks about blood glucose and finding symptoms of elevated glucose, are in type 2 diabetics. And when Ann and I were discussing this, she pointed out non-compliant type 2 diabetics.
There was just a medical study that I had just read on this, because the titles of everything always will say, don't eat this, don't do that, this can stop COVID. No, the actual like PubMed journal articles are on type 2 non-compliant diabetics, not controlling their blood sugar, not taking medications, not eating properly, not moving.
So when somebody wants to make a clickbait headline, they'll cherry pick what they want from a study. And they'll say, well, these people that had poor outcomes in COVID recovery had a elevated fasting glucose. Well, fucking no shit. They're non-compliant type 2 diabetics. So then they say you should avoid sugar, because how do you get a higher than normal fasted glucose? Well, by consuming a lot of sugar the night before your blood draw. So that makes sense, right? The causation correlation, throw that out the window, and let's just say this is the fact. No. The reason those non-compliant type 2 diabetics have a poorer outcome when it comes to COVID has nothing to do with the sugar they consume, and it has to do with the fact that they're non-responsive to the glucose they produce, because the cytokine storm, the inflammatory process that your body needs to send out all the good dudes, the helper T cells, to smash down foreign invaders like viruses, requires a response to sugar. It requires elevating metabolism. It requires a ton of energy, which is why we tell you guys, when you're sick, when you're recovering from an injury, when you're recovering from surgery, whatever it is, don't not eat, because your body is actually doing a lot of anabolism. That is building things up. That is the building process of healing versus catabolism, which is tearing things down. The two of those things together equal metabolism. Metabolism isn't a button. It's not a thing you push. It's not next to your thyroid. You don't find it, you know, on your perineum. That's not where your metabolism is located. Your metabolism is a net sum of an equation of things that are getting built and things getting torn down. When you're healing and recovering, you need all that stuff to get built, which is why we say hit your protein as much as possible. Why do we say hit your protein as much as possible? Because all of them great building blocks in the body require bricks of protein to put it together. And if you ran out of sugar, you got that extra brick, it can break down and turn into sugar. So, long story short, Murphy, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing by following your coach's advice, because that's going to keep you in a position to heal and recover. If your doctor had told you you're a type 2 diabetic and you were non-compliant, then maybe there might be something to do with this. But I don't think, based on the research I've read that other people have done, I didn't do any research, the sugar, the consumption itself is not necessarily indicative to it. But also understand that these are epidemiological studies that are done, period, on population as a whole. What's the Western diet look like? Everybody think what you ate like before first in. How much protein were you getting? Did you ever eat a vegetable? Did you drink any water? Did you move off the couch? These are things we have to factor in when we hear these things. Does that apply to me? It would be like if they did a study of the average height and they only included members of the NBA. Would that apply to you? Like you know, the Home Builders Association of America said the average height of a kitchen cabinet should be X, and they only surveyed NBA players. Would you follow that clickbait headline and redo your kitchen so you couldn't touch a damn thing in it? No, you probably want to get a little bit more information. Like, does that apply to me? Who did they survey, actually? You know, the average, I'd always love watching a Home and Garden be like, the average bathroom remodel is $82,000. Who'd you survey? Right? Average for who? I'll tell you, you put the two of us together, we're not paying that. The average is going to be a lot lower. So we want to look at the whole picture when this advice comes from. And anybody trying to help you, God bless them. it may not be very helpful.
But good on you for asking the question.
It's a great question. Yeah, it's a great question. Let me catch up on some comments, see if I missed anything. Jana says, hey from Washington.
Hey.
A Sunday live and no work today, so it's basically a magical day.
That's magical.
That's some stars aligning, man. I'm glad you're here with us. Kelly says, Murphy's grandchildren aren't going to believe her true stories uphill both ways this week. You can do hard things, Murphy, and you're proving to us again and again. I think the hardest thing Murphy does is ask me questions because she knows it's going to get me, but I think this is actually a really good one. Look, Corey's frowning at something.
Well, Corey, what happened?
Corey, why are you frowning?
Did we sad face?
Why did I get a frowning correct?
Are we?
But I know Nancy says, damn it, she stops pressing on her perineum. Girl, you do you. I don't know if that would help with COVID, but it might help you. It might help you laugh or smile more than be sad.
We're not going to get into where your perineum is. If you want to Google it, go Google that. Don't press the button. Not to fix your metabolism.
Don't yuck my yum. You know what I'm saying? Don't yuck my yum.
Not to fix your metabolism.
We got any kids in the audience? Nope. No kids in the audience? Okay, good.
Oh my God. Quick side note. The improv we were at.
Hold on. Murphy. Did you get a real answer? I said it was a real question. It was a real question. It was a good question. I like it. It was good. Made me read a couple things. Another thing I want to put out there is, guys, they've done some studies on mice that shown actually high carbohydrate diets literally helped them recover quicker. But the study was, one, they were infected with a huge amount of viral load. Two, control group was control. The test group they were comparing it to was actually starved. And the group they found the positive benefit in was because they were starved because they were allowed to eat ad libitum as they felt. And when you're sick, a lot of times you don't get hungry. You guys have probably experienced this. So they force fed them via feeding tube to keep their energy levels up, and their bodies were able to combat this. Study done in mice, not going to suggest a feeding tube. Eat the best you can. Corey says, oh my God, my phone slipped and Cub fixed it and apparently hit the sad face.
We just want to make sure that you weren't upset.
Should make sure I didn't upset you, man. You're our people, right? Nancy says she knows exactly where it is. I am not shocked here.
We've hit heroin and now this topic, so we're already on track today.
Nancy's my people. This improv is going to be awesome.
That reunion is going to be kicking.
Reunion's going to be lit. Nancy McGowan is going to bring all her knowledge with her. She's going to press all the buttons, and she's going to do it improv'd. Oh. Improv'd. It's going to be awesome.
Maybe we're not going to do that live.
Okay. Maybe that's for reunion guests only. It's OnlyFans, actually. That's the platform
adults,
we're moving to.
Adults only.
We're moving to OnlyFans. First in OnlyFans. Everybody get ready. It's going to be lit.
Oh, God.
FBU, what's up, guys? Just let us know who you are. We're glad you're here. Thanks for hanging with us. Corey is not upset. Coach Tasha's here. Hello.
Coach Tasha, I don't know what you walked into, but
hello,
sorry.
My love. Hello. Oh.
She's talking to you, too.
No, she's
she
talking to you, too.
She loves.
Talking to you, too. She's talking to me first.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong there. Nancy, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Anna, you're in Mexico. Didn't
you? Man, again? Heck yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. I hope you're having a great time. This replay is going to be kind of funny. We spent the first half of it talking about nothing, so you might enjoy it. Not having friends and finally having friends and being tired because we have friends and comedy. So that's good. All right. She says both of us. Murphy says, I assume you yelled across the house to Anne. Is she serious? We go live in 30 minutes and she's asking about carbs. The funny thing is, Murphy, is I was actually prepping your Finterview. I'm literally like reading you talk about how I had to quit thinking I knew everything. I had to just trust my coach. I had to stop fighting my coach. I had to stop resisting. And then I read this question. I was like, huh, maybe I need to send a link. Let Murphy talk to my good friend Murphy. Follow her top tips for success. No, I think it's a great question. I think it's an awesome question. And I'm glad you asked it. I'm glad you asked the questions that come across your mind, because you're not the only person thinking of them. And, listen, I may have fun with the answer, but I'm here to help in any way I can. And if you don't feel I've given you an answer, let me know. If I can't give you an answer, I will send you a link to a textbook that can absolutely explain things, and then we can have a discussion afterwards, but I will do everything I can to help provide an answer.
Wives' tales are pretty cool, too, because they all get their start somewhere. There's some sort of truth that gets turned into this weird, I heard this, I heard that, I heard this, I heard that. Ask, because we can probably dig up where the actual truth came from, and that's a good one for
them. Well, you know, man, here's the thing. Let's talk about what science is and what science isn't, right? If I drink this Diet Pepsi right now, and I drink it, and I go, oh, my stomach hurts. Diet Pepsi is eating my intestinal lining. Man, I can say that right now. It's going to take science a long time, done correctly following the scientific method, to confirm or deny that type of information. So, wives' tales, an anecdote, take zero time to throw out there. Anybody with an opinion can express it. Doesn't mean we should listen to it. However, anecdote can be correct. If enough people experience the same thing, they may be right. It just may take science a long time to catch up to it. The trouble is, seeking the advice and the experience of people you want to believe. That's the problem. Because the internet has allowed our tribes to coalesce into being very like. Like, we went to Bagels today, and in the small number of people that were there, polarizing spectrums on just about any issue you could find. But on their Facebook feeds, I imagine it's all very similar. It's all very homogenous. So if 30 of our friends say something, well, man, that sounds like someone we should listen to. But if it's 30 of our friends that are just like us, walk like us, talk like us, grew up like us, have the same educational background, the same moral beliefs, the same political ideologies, and the same access to the same resources that we all enjoy, we didn't hear another opinion at all. We heard our own opinion echoed back to us. And that can become the problem with anecdotal advice. That is why we want to make sure we're open and receptive to the fact that we may be wrong. In fact, we probably are wrong. And if we go into every situation going, what if I'm wrong about this? Instead of, you bet your fucking ass I'm right. We might find our beliefs do get challenged and get changed a heck of a lot more. And we might be better off for it. But good luck. Good luck being able to do that without a focused effort and a lot of intent, because it ain't easy. Pimping ain't easy either. But both those things might be worth it. Speaking of pimping, Coach Tasha says she's on board for First and OnlyFans. Yo, y'all, it's getting crazy.
Cracking down on that now, though.
They're back in.
Oh, they're back in?
They're back in. I'm telling you, it was a publicity stunt. Publicity stunt. OnlyFans saw they had zero revenue from anyone that wasn't an adult content creator and said, oops, we got to fix this one. Nancy McGowan says, God, I wish people across the board could hear what you just said.
Right.
I'll yank that out. I'll yank that clip out, and we'll share that on the socials.
First paid ad ever.
First paid ad. Y'all need to stop listening to people that look just like you, damn it. Get some diversity in your lives. Just be open to it. So, you know, nothing wrong with anecdote. Nothing wrong with listening to these things. Just make sure you're not always looking for what you want to believe to be true. So, Murphy, I hope they gave you some answers. I ain't a scientist. Sugars, by definition, when they talk about like bacteria and viruses attaching to sugars and stuff like that, they don't mean the white stuff that you put on your pancakes. They mean the signals, the sugar signals that are literally receptors on every single cell in your body. That's what they talk about with sugars in a scientific context and how they attach to them. And those are very important, and you can't be alive without those. So these are things that, like, you know, if you start talking about like differential equations, anybody that hasn't done calculus isn't going to understand them, and no one gets upset about that. But you talk about sugar and you think because you've had, you know, fucking a Pop-Tart that you should be able to understand what that is. And the thing is, like, guys, there's a lot of stuff. We don't have enough years in our lives to have even a surface level understanding of everything we may want to. So at some point we have to just trust some people that have dedicated their lives to one thing, to being good at one thing, to being an artisan of vitamin C and doing their PhD dissertation on a single vitamin, on a single concept of that vitamin. I ate a Flintstones chewable once. I don't claim to know about vitamin C. I don't have scurvy, so I guess I have enough of it. But that's about it. That's all I want to know about that. And I'm going to trust somebody in a lab coat who's got a real big mental boner for vitamin C that's dedicated 15 years of their life to studying it. That ain't me. So we really want to find subject matter experts, true SMEs that we can trust, not because they want to be seen as an expert on the internet, but because they've spent the decades of their lives to do it. I read a quote from Mark Glover today, and whether you like him, whether you're a fieldcraft guy, whether you're not, he said, I spent 20 plus years in the military and in the CIA. I spent 48 months deployed in combat. I spent XYZ doing this, and I spent all these things doing that. And he goes, and I'm still learning every day. He goes, you don't become a subject matter expert because you want to be one. You become one by putting in the decades it takes to earn the right to call yourself one. And I think, man, the internet's a dangerous place when somebody that just wants to have a platform decides they deserve one without putting in the reps. And that's why we're all about that whole thing you hear us say all the time about walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. You know, we want to make sure that we're finding people that are really passionate about what they believe in, not just in their words, but in their actions. Like, what have they done? What does their body of work show? And if I want to talk about vitamin C, I want to talk to somebody who spent 20 years, you know, researching that thing, not somebody who read something on Goop, man. Just not my thing. Murphy says, it definitely did. I was eating tomato soup when I typed my questions, so I obviously don't believe the advice, but I appreciate people wanting to give me advice on getting better.
Yeah,
absolutely, man. Nice people are awesome. One of the things we noticed in Orlando when we were walking Chop, because we took Pork Chop, how cool is that? Friends you can bring your dog with when you go stay with them. We were talking to those, man, motherfuckers are rude. There's some just rude-ass people until we went to the parade. Everybody was awesome at the Pride Parade.
Pride Parade was great. Yeah.
But
it's just not looking at you, not smiling, not nothing.
You try to wave, hey, I got a dog, you got a dog. No, man, everybody was rude. So anybody that's trying to be nice, man, hey, thank you very much for that. I appreciate your kind gesture, but I'm not going to follow it. And that's kind of, that part I repeat to myself in my head. If they're really trying, yeah, no. But anytime that somebody means well, fantastic. We need more meaning well in the planet, man. But just because someone means well, again, doesn't mean they're a SME. Doesn't mean they put the decades in to be able to offer you advice that's worth following. And I kind of really like to look at the body of work at people that like to give me advice sometimes. And I go, it's interesting. That's interesting.
I don't want to be you.
Thank you. Thank you for offering that opinion. And sometimes we have to leave it at that. Coach Kim says, a good friend of mine is going through gestational diabetes right now, and the lack of actionable advice from a physician is sad. That is sad.
Yeah.
She is very confused on what she needs to do and the information they gave her. Best of intentions, but certainly falling short. Yeah, that's rough, because guess what? Who should know how to treat gestational diabetes? A physician. The problem is, and guys, I'm not gonna necessarily say that that this is the case for all docs, but let's look at the compliance, right? They have to go sometimes the lowest common denominator. They have to give the simplest instructions they can, and they have to do it in a way that they can hope it can be followed. And that's why sometimes medical advice, especially nutrition, because they had one class, you know, very early on in med school, that's not their wheelhouse. But sometimes that's why the advice they give seems so ridiculous to us in the family once we've been a little bit more informed and exposed, is because who's going to listen to that? I mean, eat less, move more. Raise your hand if that worked for you. Didn't work for me. But at the end of the day, that's what they can offer. So that's a sad spot right there. So I hope she gets a little bit more help with that. Murphy says she had it twice with both her kids. If she has any questions, Murphy can share her experiences and what she did to deal with it. You know, a lot of times it's get on medication until you're done being pregnant. I know they do that route, so we'll see. But guys, now that Murphy said that helped her out, let's rip into this free for all. If you got anything, let us know. If not, we'll talk about whatever. Don't leave it to us. We'll be hitting OnlyFans up. Oh, speaking of OnlyFans, tell your improv story.
Oh, this was just a random side note that has nothing to do with the actual live call. But Jonathan,
what's new?
Well,
right?
Jonathan said, "Oh, are there any kids here?" Right earlier. We were at this improv, guys, and this is Orlando, right? So the early show is 7:30. The late shows go till like midnight. So we're in the early show, and there's kids, not super young kids, but kids, young teens, and they're asking for suggestions. So they ask you, somebody give me a topic, somebody give me a word, we're gonna make them play off of it. Guys, these women down in the front yelled threesome. For every time they asked for a word or a topic,
every single time,
yelling threesome. I was like, listen, guys, they're improv on a stage in front of kids. They're not gonna do this.
I was like, yo, any dudes in the audience? That's where you want to be heading, man.
Go to that party.
That's where you want to be heading.
Like what?
So finally, one of the improv guys goes, Capri Sun, we're not gonna talk about that. Like, cause he was looking at a kid and they were yelling it in his ear, and it's like, lady, stop, calm down.
If you're going to drink like that, go to the late show.
Our friend that we had met with her dog Bella that jumped into my arms in the car. Bella. That was really sweet. Our friend Jen, person we just met,
yeah.
Jen, she was in the bathroom afterwards, and the threesome ladies were in the bathroom complaining about, why wouldn't they do it about threesomes? I don't understand. We said threesome 100 times. And Jen looked at her and she goes, maybe because there were kids in the audience.
It's not an adult.
And these
only.
Women were so oblivious, like they were like,
oh my god,
like their mind was blown that they weren't the only people there. That I don't know. Anyway, improv gets a little wild, I guess, in Orlando.
Welcome to Orlando.
Only fans indeed. But yeah, guys, if you have anything, let us know. If not, don't let me get on another soapbox. I don't want to talk about confirmation bias and choosing the right circles again and being receptive to not being correct all the time. I don't want to blow any more minds.
We're gonna feed Jonathan.
Nancy McCouse is like, I'm embarrassed.
Nancy, listen. If it was gonna be like that, kind of like let's go have an adult improv night, we'll go to the late show. Go to the late one. Yeah, whatever you want.
Here's the thing, man. We got the improv coming up right after Cards Against Humanity at the First Inn family reunion. So we will improv.
This?
Hold on, I was just going to say, we will improv threesomes during the whole reunion, but I don't know if that's necessarily what I mean.
No. This is why we typically discourage children at the reunion.
Yes, because it gets a little wild. Coach Tasha, welcome to Orlando. Yeah, man, it got a little wild, but you know.
And it was Pride Weekend. I don't know if you were on for that, but yeah.
Nancy, yes.
Oh.
Wait.
He didn't think that one through.
Didn't think that one through. That's not a service I believe we're allowed legally to offer.
Negative. Yeah.
Coach Tasha, someone called. You yeah. are HR.
I don't know.
Didn't Tasha stop at last to be HR?
Well, maybe. It's you. Call Tasha.
Our org chart is broken. We don't know who's doing what. Murphy, how many of us are going to the reunion? Do we have a good amount so far?
I don't even have a count.
We don't have a total count yet. It's looking like we're like flip a coin status on do we need to get a smaller house or not. But however, we have a good amount of people.
Yeah.
We just may have too much house right now. So we're going to start pushing it a little bit and seeing if we can maybe get some people to commit and reunion with us so we can keep that awesome house with that outdoor kitchen because I think it's awesome. But it's going to be fun no matter what.
Yeah. HR. Approves. Well, you're HR, so
I mean, it's on record now. We've got that. We can check the tape and see.
Coach Sasha's coming.
There we go. So it's gonna be fun no matter what. Now
I just screamed that in the elf voice in my head, by the way. Santa's coming.
The thing is, we decided this in actual 2020 when we canceled the reunion and we threw one together anyway at the end of the year, and it turned out to be awesome. Was that if it's just the coaches,
cool. Party.
We're fine with it. You know, we'll make it happen. So man, big, small, whatever it is, we're gonna have a good time. But so far it's looking really, really kinda cool, man.
Good.
So we're hopefully we'll be able to pile in some more people and get it done. We know that December may not be the easiest time to travel. But you know, we can do hard things, right? We can make things work. So we're pretty stoked about it.
It's warm down here.
Murphy says, well, all of us cool people will be there, so people need to get on the bandwagon. Correct. We need to actually, we have so much going on. It's one of those things where, like, notifications aren't working. We don't want to inundate people with crap all the time, but we're just going to start, I think, dropping emails to everybody. Speaking of, if you're not getting emails from us, just make sure we're whitelisted. Make sure you've added us to your spam filter, because we have sent out some emails, and I can see 50% open rate. You know, I can try to resend them, I can try to whatever, but we want to make sure that that you guys are able to get communications from us in the event that, you know, Facebook doesn't do what it's supposed to do one day. So check those out, and we're going to start pushing it as we get closer. We got that coming up. We're going to do a field trip probably in the Tampa Lakeland area pretty soon.
Probably November.
We need to hammer what we talked about on the live, because maybe not everybody saw it, about how we have to how we're going to increase rates, but what that means for everybody that's here. Hint: yours won't increase. We gotta get that going. We're opening up Fully Involved this week. We got a lot going on, which is great. But we just need to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to get the word out. Stephanie is fingers crossed. Hope she can make it. I hope you can too. It was awesome having you there last time. Corey says they can't do the whole weekend. It's her baby girl's birthday.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can stop by and just say hey and squeeze Amy Saunders. That's definitely going to be a possibility for some squeezing. We'll make sure we get that taken care of too. One of our members actually maybe offered up his restaurant. He owns a restaurant in the Orlando area to do a meetup in, which I thought was awesome, being able to support the fam as a fam. So we're either going to do a meetup there, or we're going to try to look at that for the reunion. We're going to see how far it is away from the house, because nobody wants to sit in an Uber in Orlando traffic for half the reunion.
If he's close, though, we'll make it out, and that's where we'll do the meetup.
But we got all kinds of cool stuff going on. So we're excited about it. So it should be a good time. What do I mean should be? It will be a good time.
Always.
And I do not normally speak in absolutes, but I'm going to go ahead and put my reputation on the line and say that the reunion is going to be a good time. And if you're not there, you're square. Dig? That's all I got. If you guys don't have questions, I'm gonna go eat some dinner. Sunday is my day of beauty, and what I mean by that is that's the day I shave my body. TMI, I know, but we're close, guys. We're talking about threesomes and OnlyFans. So I'm gonna let y'all know that that's what I'm gonna go be doing after I eat some food. So I hope you guys have as glorious of an evening planned as that. And
we'll see you tomorrow.
That's all I got. We will see you tomorrow for the walk and talk, if Zuckerberg approves. Coach Tasha confirms you are so square if you miss it. Don't be square. And that's all we got, man. So thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for spending your Sunday with us. I know it's a little weird this week, but we'll try to get back to a somewhat regularly scheduled program. Murphy says, enjoy your dinner. I'm jealous you can taste. Get better, Murphy. Avoid sugar at all costs. And Coach Tasha says, I love your sweet faces. We love you too, Coach. Take care. Y'all have a great evening. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being first in, and we will see you guys too. See you guys soon.
Tomorrow too. And soon. Did we get
tomorrow.
We got it mixed up? Yeah.
Out.